hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Hour two, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Intel Report on this 12th day of December 2007. My guest today is Rami Nagel, and let me throw out a few websites of his while we've on the subject here. And what we're talking about, how we started this conversation out, is talking about raw milk and them setting up standards and Arnold Schwarzenegger signing the legislation to basically kill the purchase of raw milk in California. Rami's websites are curetoothdecay.com, also healingyourchildren.net, preconceptionalhealth.org, and yourreturn.org. And go to any of these websites, and I'm assuming, Rami, you have links to these other websites off of any one of these websites that I just mentioned?
Not exactly. Some websites are linked. The yourreturn.org has links to all my other websites.
Okay.
I also wanted to add two websites that are not my own. One is saverawmilk.org, mm-hmm. and they are, if you want to take some action to do something about the raw milk situation in California, you can go to their site and donate, and also there's some action items. That's saverawmilk.org. Then if you want to find out about real milk in your state, you can go to realmilk.com, and that's where the Weston Price Foundation has a campaign to make it legal for everyone in our country, because not everyone in our country can get good raw milk legally. So that's realmilk.com. Then I also have a site I made on the aerial spray, which is called hopefortruth.com, and that you can get really informed and take action on what you can do about the aerial spray. So Hope for Truth.
Okay, and then what is the best site that you have for people to take action against this and to try to snap Arnie out of whatever fog he's walking in?
Hope for Truth has action. Hopefortruth.com has action items about the aerial spray, and then the saverawmilk.org has action items for the raw milk situation. You know, you can call him, and he's. I don't want to say it's in a fog, but one thing that was really helpful, that might be helpful for you and your listeners, is I went and met these people, the CDFA. We had a town hall meeting, and they all came, the president and the chairman and the secretary and all their cronies of supposed experts and doctors to tell us about the aerial spray. These people, I don't know if you ever met people like this. They're so out of touch with reality. They're so not intelligent. The people doing these bad things are clueless. So I kind of, after a while, I kind of switched my perspective. I'm like, why am I concerned? You know, these people are causing chaos and doing horrible things, but I shouldn't be really afraid of them because they're dumb.
We must protect our phony baloney jobs, harumph. You know, it's like dealing with any bureaucrat or anybody that claims to be knowledgeable in their field. Well, they're taught the best. You know, they learn from the best, but they're taught one perspective or one way of thinking, and they cannot think out of the box. So when they hear something contrary to their programming, they immediately reject it, and the person that mentioned it, well, you must be some kind of Fruit Loop.
Yeah, that's how they think.
Yeah, that you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're talking about, you're doing the research, you're asking intelligent questions of people that can't think. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Tell you what, in the interest of not leaving these callers hang on too long, let's go to Rick in Ohio. Hello, Rick.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Good.
Got a great topic today.
Well, it's one that's normally I don't usually discuss topics such as this, so it's a good subject matter. It's something that it touches everybody, just about everybody out there.
Yes, I think you should discuss it more often, most definitely. I was just thinking while I'm waiting here on the phone, it's also honey. They're also pasteurizing honey.
Now, that I was not aware of.
Yeah, and it's the same with the milk. They're killing a lot of the nutrients in the honey when they pasteurize that. I'm in Ohio, and you cannot legally buy raw milk or raw honey here.
Now, what? I can see the cows, but what's with the bees? What excuse did they give for pasteurizing honey?
Well, I suppose the same kind of falsehoods they tell about the milk.
Gosh. Any questions here for my guest?
No question. I just wanted to add some websites. I did want to say that the fellow, Yeoman from Texas, I agree with his call. He was right on point. And I did want to add some websites. He gave the phone number for Acres USA. For those who did not catch it, it's acresusa.com is their website. Then there's also the realmilk.com. That's the Weston A. Price Foundation, realmilk.com. There's another one for locating places where you may be able to get raw milk products, and the other nutritional products is Eat Wild, EATWILD, eatwild.com. And I'd also like to steer people to a website called homesteadingtoday.com.
All right.
That's very good. And also rareseeds.com and seedsavers.org. We do need to have an alternative, a natural backup plan here. The grocery stores are just getting terrible. There's more poison products there than you can find in a hardware store.
Oh, I'm telling you. And you know, the sad part about this is, you know, I forget, and I'd read this one time, at what percentage of people are actually living in cities. And if you live in a city, it's not really conducive, you know, for growing your own stuff. I mean, if you... You know, I came down here to Texas, and I was just proud as punch. I've never grown tomatoes before. I mean, I'm getting tomatoes that are sprouting in March, you know, where in most places in the country, you know, you don't start to see fruit on a vine until, what, June, July, whatever. And, well, they got sucked up by, they got eaten alive by slugs, so I had to figure out a way to get that. But most people don't even have that option. You know, we're mostly living in cities. And the analogy I gave, what if you're an apartment dweller in New York City? You know, what are you going to do? How are you going to get organically grown food, or how are you going to get milk that's not pasteurized? Or, you know, they're just making it tougher and tougher and tougher for anybody to eat or drink anything of any value.
Well, in some places they do have shops where they carry their stuff, but it's so priced so high that the average person cannot shop there.
And that's the, yeah. You know, Yami, he brought up a good point here. Why is it that organically grown stuff is so much more expensive than the corporatized, you know, cookie-cutter approach?
Well, the government has placed so many expenses for people to be able to label anything organic that most of your cost is going to government permits.
Great.
The producers really aren't making much there, and the organic label is being abused by corporations who are twisting, in other words, they'll describe something as being more of a natural type product in their advertising when really it isn't. And we need to get back to farmers markets and buying locally, and that's why I suggest go to eatwild.com and find a place near you where you can shop locally.
All right. Well,
I'll talk to you later, John.
Okay, good call, Rick. Thank you. We do have some very educated people in this audience, do we not? Now, Rami, let's get into... We talked about the spraying here, and it was actually a product called Checkmate.
Yeah.
And what is this stuff? What is this chemical that that they were spraying out there in Southern California?
Northern California.
Oh, I'm sorry, Northern California.
It's a microcapsulated pheromone, and a microcapsule is a miniature ball of plastic, and in that ball of plastic is supposed to be a pheromone. This ball of plastic, about 30 billion of them per spray, little microscopic volatile plastics, is supposed to coat the environment, and then the moth that's supposed to confuse their mating habit and thereby reduce their population. In this product, it's mostly made of urea, which is some kind of mixture with water, and then it contains what is called inert ingredients, which are actually these bioactive ingredients, which are mostly in the plastic shell. And some of those... Now, the problem is that a microcapsule, that's how they deliver drugs. So someone can swallow and inhale this, and then they have these little plastic balls stuck in their body. And then the body starts absorbing it, and then you get some moth pheromone, or who knows what is, we don't even know what's in there, because citizens don't have the right to independently test this stuff. No one is independently testing it. They created a closed circle. So you can't even get a sample unless you get one from the field.
Well, and what's in this, and I'm reading these, I'm reading this toxic substance.
So it's a pheromone, a synthetic pheromone, which they say does not affect people. That's about 20% of the ingredients. Now, pheromones might affect people. They don't know. There's inconclusive research. So there's a pheromone, and then there's this stuff called urea, which is just some from chemical processes. There's this stuff called butylated hydrotoluene, BHT, which is used in pesticides. It can make men sterile, and there's been all these lawsuits where the company's lost because all these South American workers got sterilized from the, it has another name, DBPC. There's a endocrine disruptor, 2-hydroxy-4-N something, that all that affects the estrogen receptors in humans. So this little plastic ball on your body, it can, and women have been reporting reproductive health issues. So it can, for some people, it can seriously affect their body. And that's the list of ingredients that the governor allowed to be published. What's really in it? Who knows? Do you really trust the manufacturer to honestly explain all their
no.
ingredients?
No, and I don't trust the bureaucrats that wouldn't know the Constitution from a roll of toilet paper either. well, in this is what the EPA, they talk about as being inert ingredients, and mostly ionized water. Now, they forget to tell you that there are also 2 known dangerous toxic substances in the inerts, and one of these is, what is this, tricyclopropyl methyl ammonium chloride?
Yeah.
And the other one is a polymethylene propylphenol isocyanate.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, these are super toxic stuff, and the manufacturer actually admitted that they used the polypropyl stuff, but it's not in the final ingredient list, so therefore it doesn't count. They only use it in the manufacturing process. It's not in the final product, so that's not even a real ingredient, apparently.
So,
and all these things that we're talking about, it's actually not ionized water. That's just what the EPA spokesperson, they're really just liars basically, said it, oh, it's ionized water, but later we found out it's urea, which is some sort of chemicalized water that makes people, all these ingredients have known effects on plants and humans, and what's just outrageous about it is it's an experiment. It's never been tested before. This Checkmate microcapsules, they don't know it works, and they're testing it on people. They're testing it on pregnant women. And a new study just came out that said that some of these capsules are 10 microns. Now, if anything in the air is 10 microns, that's called a particle pollution. It gets stuck in your body because it's so tiny. Your body doesn't know how to eliminate it. And the government just basically particle polluted all these areas. They don't even know what kind of long-term health effects it'll have, but it will have long-term health effects. They just exploded any sort of sensibility, any sort of decency, any sort of moral standards, and people took it to court, and the federal judge says, oh, it's not my jurisdiction.
Whoa. It's not his jurisdiction? They claim jurisdiction on everything else.
Well, it's too this is such a such a profound issue that to have chemicals sprayed on your body, and you can't illegally get this good raw milk. You can't avoid the chemicals unless you move out of town.
Well, you might be able to move out of town, but there's no guarantee that whatever they're spraying and bombarding on their target area. I mean, we're talking about the wind. I mean, this is not an encapsulated area. This stuff gets carried through the wind.
Correct. There's evidence that says particles, minuscule particles, can travel from like Los Angeles to the Grand Canyon in 3 days.
Great. Jeez. Let me.
And these capsules are time release capsules, so it's not like they spray it and it's annoying for a week. It stays in the air for 30 to 90 days. And they're going to continue spraying in February every month.
Now, all right.
Is that crazy? And it's paid for by the USDA. George Bush appointees paid for it with their funds.
Actually, it comes out of the consumers' pockets themselves. Because governments don't raise revenues. They raise their revenues through taxation. So we're paying for our own destruction. How cool is that, huh? Jeez. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. We'll roll some more calls after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
And listeners out there who suffer from joint excruciating pain, that's right, if you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, then Arthalane is the product for you. It's new, highly effective natural remedy, and the best part, RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to their website, www.321relief.com. That address again is www.321relief.com or call them at 815-259-4552. Folks, don't forget to support the sponsors of this network because it is a vital link in the chain. All right, let's go back here to the callers, and my next one on the list is Don in Texas. Hello, you're on with Rami.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Just a little side note. A number of years ago, most of the milk was produced in Wisconsin, as known as the dairy state and all that. But at one point, they started to pinpoint this one area just a little bit east of Minneapolis area as a center. And as they went out every 500 miles, the milk would increase a certain amount per hundredweight. So this put it almost impossible for the farmers in that area, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, to produce a lot of milk like they used to. And so this allowed the big farmers, big corporations in California and Florida to make more money, which puts the smaller farmers out of business because they couldn't make it that way. So now you have less farmers, which Wisconsin is not the biggest producer. And just a little side note. Anyway, the real milk is a good source of information. Also, I'd like to get people, if these people are voting for these people, with this stuff happening, they ought to be voted out of office and not be voting for these kind of people anymore. They don't have lawyers out there that are don't know anything but law, and they need to have somebody that in there that knows how to vote for this stuff. Same thing with 9/11 stuff.
Yeah.
That information has come out. Have a report or 9/11 commission with people that are intelligent enough to know what's going on to make a decision on what to do, not lawyers that are work for the government.
Well, and lawyers are there for one thing, and that's to load
yes.
you up with paperwork to protect their client.
Correct.
You know, and you know, we've got Yami. Did I say something
that's
funny?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, it's true. It is true.
Yes, it is.
All right. Hey, Don. Thanks for your call.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Well, I mean, we're the only nation. I forget the breakdown here, but we got one lawyer representing I forget how many people, and we've got more lawyers in law school right now getting ready to graduate to go out there, hang up their shingle, and to try to make some money.
Mm.
I mean, we're in a country, folks, think about this. We're in a country that a lady can sue McDonald's because she burned herself on hot coffee. I mean, come on. I mean, we got lawyers for everything. And unfortunately, when you go against these corporations, what do they have? They have a bevy of high-paid lawyers to do one thing, and that's to run paperwork circles around you and make it real hard for you to bring a case to court, even if you have the money to initiate a lawsuit to begin with. I mean, it's a trap. And the only good thing I can say about this is that these lawyers out there that are representing their clients, they're suffering the same as their clients are. That's the only good thing I can say about that. But that's like saying, oh, gee, I was on the Titanic and I drowned with 1,700 people. Whoopee. Mm. You know, I mean, it's crazy. At any rate, Scott in Nebraska, I'll get to you in a few minutes. He's got an update on Ron Paul here. Rami, any parting shots on this deal? Any advice or anything that you want the listeners to do out there in trying to live a healthy lifestyle, trying to combat this monster that has reared its ugly head?
We need to take care of ourselves. We need to take that extra effort to start taking responsibility for our health and for our community and work together. And in the absence of us doing that, which I don't think we've done fully, all the things that we've heard about, the small farms going away, the government taking stuff that's really ours, it happens because we don't work together and we're not paying attention to what's really important.
Well, and there's something else that happens as well, Rami, and that's that everybody wants to politicize everything. You know, eating healthy foods, drinking healthy things, in my mind, has nothing to do with politics. They use the political realm out there to get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But this, folks, this doesn't have anything to do with politics. It doesn't know if you're a Democrat, an independent, or a Republican. It only knows it has a fresh target in which to attack. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the only way I can put that. And your Prime websites, you want to put those out one more time?
CureToothDecay.com. That's a book I wrote on how to heal your teeth. And I would say SaveRawMilk.org. It takes some effort to save the raw milk, and RealMilk.com, so you can find some good real milk in your neighborhood.
All righty. Rami Nagel, I thank you for your time, sir. I really do, and I appreciate your efforts out there. And good luck with Arnie out there.
Yeah, thank you, John, for having me on.
Okay, Rami.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. We'll take the break when we get back. We've got an update here and from Scott in Nebraska on Ron Paul. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I got Scott in Nebraska with an update on Ron Paul. Hello, Scott, and thanks for calling back in.
Sure, no problem, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to a rally last night in Council Bluffs, Iowa. And Ron was there, spoke for about an hour. It was an interesting crowd. They kind of did a poll of the crowd beforehand to see how many were actually registered Republicans. And they said it was really, by the count, that just kind of glancing over the crowd, looked like only about 40% were actually registered Republicans.
Really?
And they said that's been real typical at Ron Paul events. And
Now, is there any reason for this, any discernible reason?
Independents and Democrats are coming out in support of him.
Ah, there it is. So these people, I hope, are going to register as... isn't this a stretch, though, to have somebody maybe that's a lifelong Democrat that's going to register and become a Republican to vote for Ron Paul?
They kind of had a little class afterwards talking to him about how to go about getting registered and kind of how the caucus system works and that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
And they said that they also asked how many had been to a caucus, actually been to a caucus, and maybe 10% of the crowd had ever been to a caucus. So it was a pretty interesting, diverse crowd.
How many people were there?
Probably between 400 and 500.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, there's something interesting that's going on. They have been promoting Huckabee. Now, all of a sudden, Huckabee that comes across as kind of a nice guy. He's a Baptist preacher, and I won't hold that against him. But all of a sudden, he's been getting a lot of free airtime and being promoted all over the place. And whereas Ron Paul and a lot of these polls that they're doing now, they're not mentioning Ron Paul at all. They're mentioning Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, Michael Huckabee. They're mentioning John McCain. But when it comes time for you to vote, they'll have the other box, and they don't even mention Ron Paul by name. And a lot of these polls, Scott, are not even mentioning Ron Paul or even having an other box that, okay, well, I'm considering another candidate. It seems to me that the fix is in. I think they're taking a good look at Rudy Giuliani, and I think they're taking a good look at Mitt Romney. So who do we want to run? Now, I don't want to make any bets here, Scott, but it's going to take an epiphany, a life epiphany here, or it's going to take a bolt out of the blue for the Republican people here to nominate Mr. Paul.
Oh, I completely agree. But what they're really working on for the caucus in Iowa, I know, is they're working the independents hard. If they can get the independents to switch their party to Republican for the caucus.
Well, here's my question. If you register as a Republican, and let's just say for the sake of argument that Mr. Paul, he said he wasn't going to do this, but if Ron Paul doesn't get nominated by the GOP, is there a possibility that this man is going to run as independent? And my further question is that if they register as Republicans, can they still vote independent?
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can change your registration back the day after the caucus.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a media conspiracy going on against Ron Paul. At first, they were paying attention to the guy to chide him, deride him, poke fun at him, do whatever. I mean, the guy comes out and lays some pretty heavy statistical stuff on people, and the talking heads do no follow-up questions. And, of course, during these debates, and I hasten to even call it a debate, but the questions that should be asked of Ron Paul are not being asked, and the ones that are inconsequential are being asked of him.
Yeah, the beauty pageant, you mean?
Yeah, the beauty. Yeah. And, yeah, you're right, the beauty pageant, yeah. I mean, it's just amazing to me. I don't know. I have a sneaking suspicion here, Scott, that if he doesn't get nominated by the Republican people for for their guy, I hope he does run independent, because he's going to have a big stash of cash, and even Lou Dobbs has been encouraging people to vote independent.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a political fix going on here. And,
oh, you know there is. Yeah. I think they're just propping Huckabee up just to play a little game. The media is. That's my theory anyway.
Well, I mean, Huckabee. I mean, first of all, he's from Arkansas, which sends up a flag to me. Who's the last guy from Arkansas that we had in the White House? Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, who's the cast iron bitch on the other side?
yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Okay. Anything else?
One thing he did mention too. He said he talked about the government needs to stay out of basically our pocketbooks. Stop telling us what to eat and what to drink, and he did mention the milk last night.
He did?
Yes.
Now,
he talked about the North American Union last night, the NAFTA highway. He also talked about, he said, about all the lobbyists in Washington, and he said, for some reason, they never want to talk to me. He said, I went and asked them, how come you won't come talk to me? And they said, that would be a bad investment for us.
Bad investment, because you're known as Dr. No on the Hill.
So.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny as well.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, people, they had better get energized here, because if this guy has a real chance to get in the White House, because, I mean, the list of people that are opposed to him is too numerous to even start to mention. You know, I guess we could I guess we could take the other approach. The people that would want Ron Paul in there,
yeah,
would be the common, ordinary American that has had it up to their eyeballs with a lying, inefficient government. And I can think of no way of putting this. I can use some stronger terms, but I think everybody gets the gist of that.
So,
all righty, Scott.
All right, keep up the good work.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Yeah, did anybody see the debates? I guess they went on it. Yeah, now here is a good idea, folks. Let's have the presidential debates at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, who's home to watch these? Did that mean Housewives preempted Days of Our Lives? You know, I mean, what's the point of having a debate? And I don't care if you rerun the thing, but why would you have a debate at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when most of working America is doing that, if they have a job, are at work? You know, this. You know, has politics in this country become such a dangerous thing that we've got to air debates when we know that people aren't watching? I mean, hell, why not have them at 3 o'clock in the morning then? Why not then? Amazing. And I'm serious, folks. The polls that they're putting out there right now aren't even mentioning Ron Paul. Let me see. This guy gets on stage, tells the American people we're $60 trillion in the hole, and we don't even have a 30-second follow-up question on that. Excuse me? We know the government's in debt. Well, actually, we're in debt thanks to the government, but it's not even deserving of a 30-second follow-up question. You know... when I was out on my little trip here to Phoenix, I was picking up newspapers. The El Paso Times. And El Paso is someplace between nowhere and Neverland. I mean, it's right there at the southwest tip of Texas. Take a left and you're in Mexico. And it's hundreds of miles really from anything. The El Paso Times, front page. 186 troops return. Cavalry soldiers back from Iraq. 186 troops return. Okay. That's a wonderful story. Problem is that nobody in the media is mentioning the pertinent facts about Iraq. Or, as I call it, Iraq Gulf War Part 1 and Part 2. You notice we kind of took a little hiatus here between George Bush Sr., and let's go into Bosnia, Bill Clinton. And then went right back with Iraq, with King George II. Since Gulf War I, 73,846 U.S. soldiers dead. Do you want to know, are you ready for this? How many soldiers are now classified as being disabled? And this could be anything from... having your brains fried and screwed up, you know, because you're doing over there doing many nasty things to foreigners that you shouldn't be doing, and it causes a little mental instability, to arms and legs being blown off, being poisoned by depleted uranium, and a host of other maladies and uncorrectable things. That's right, 73,846 U.S. troops dead. Now, do you think if the media was telling the truth on this deal, and these are confirmed facts, folks, has any U.S. newspaper picked this up? Have I even heard this on Lou Dobbs? No, I haven't. Because if that were the case, let me see. McCain, I got your Huckleberry, Mitt Romney, cross-dressing Mr. Giuliani with his mob boss father. You know, these guys all want to stay the course. So do you think, I mean, let's use our imagination here. If Lou Dobbs came out on his program tonight and said, I've done the research, it's not 3,700 or 3,800 troops that are dead. No, combined between the Georgie Porgy boys, 1 and 2, 73,846 soldiers are dead. Do you think the one guy standing on stage that's saying that we should be out of Iraq would maybe garner a little bit more attention? Do you think? And 1,620,906 permanently disabled? U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs issues official report confirming that over 73,000 U.S. troops killed in Iraq. The same agency, government agency reports confirms 1.6 million and some change disabled by the war. And this is from Peter Marshall E. Brumhauer. George Walker Bush has presided over the worst defeat of the United States military since Vietnam and has deliberately skewed reporting of deaths and injuries to conceal the facts. Department of Veterans Affairs, in conjunction with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, have released the truth because they need the American people to know our military is literally destroyed. They cannot release these horrific numbers via the chain of command because they are under orders to conceal the truth at all cost. So they let slip a report which cannot be unslipped. Here are the facts and a link to the government source to prove these facts. More Gulf War veterans have died than Vietnam veterans. The Department of Veterans Affairs on May 2007, Gulf War Veterans Information System reports the following. Total U.S. military Gulf War I and Gulf War II vets, deaths, 73,846. Deaths amongst deployed, 17,847. Death amongst non-deployed, 55,999. Total undiagnosed illness, these are claims, 14,874. The total number of disability claims filed, 1,620,906. Total claims amongst deployed, 407,911. Disability claims amongst non-deployed, 1,212,995. The percentage of combat troops who filed disability claims? Well over a third, 36%. Soldiers by nature typically don't complain. They don't want to be perceived by idiots as being weak or complainers or looking to get out of work or get out of a dangerous situation. In other words, the real impact of those who are disabled from the U.S. invasions in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other nations is not fully reflected in the official Veterans Affairs numbers. Now, why are the government numbers of 3,777 as of September 7th of this year so low? The answer is simple. The government does not want the 73,846 dead U.S. soldiers killed to date in the Gulf War to be compared to the 55,000 U.S. soldiers killed in Vietnam, lest we conclude Iraq actually equals Vietnam. Actually, the numbers on Vietnam are higher. I think it's 58,000 and a few others. Now, what the government is doing is only counting the soldiers that die in action before they can get them in a helicopter or an ambulance. Any soldier who's shot but they get into the helicopter before he dies ain't counted. The 73,846 dead U.S. soldiers for this scale of operation using weapons of mass destruction is not high. We expect the great majority of U.S. soldiers who took part in the invasion of Iraq to die of uranium poison, which can take decades to kill. More than 1,820 tons, that's 3,640,000 pounds of radioactive nuclear waste uranium, were exploded into Iraq alone in the form of armor-piercing rounds and bunker busters, representing the world's worst man-made ecological disaster ever. 64 kilograms of uranium were used in the Hiroshima bomb. So we're talking 64 kilograms of uranium versus 3,640,000 pounds of the radioactive depleted uranium. Now, the U.S. Iraq nuclear holocaust represents more than 14,000 Hiroshima atomic bombs. That's 14,000. The nuclear waste the U.S. has exploded in the Middle East will continue killing for billions of years and can wipe out more than a third of life on Earth. Gulf War veterans who have ingested uranium will continue to die over a number of years. From the victor's perspective, above any major war in history, the Gulf War has taken the severest toll on soldiers. So far, more than 1 million people have been slaughtered in the illegal invasion of Iraq by the U.S. This is genocide of the highest order. You know, kind of puts you up there with Pol Pot and Uncle Joe Stalin and the likes. Oh, geez. Where are the groups that keep saying about the Holocaust, that 6 million died over there? So let me see, as long as we blast the snot out of 1 million Iraqis, that's nothing. I guess a Holocaust of a different nature, perpetrated on different people. A little bit more on this when we get back, and then I'm going to give you the website, folks, that you can verify these facts, and do me a favor, spread it to everybody. So the liars stand out, and the ones that are telling the truth might get elected.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Now, as I said, more than 1 million people have been slaughtered in this illegal invasion. And, folks, I mean, even some of the neocons have come forth and has said that this invasion into Iraq was illegal. And who am I talking about here? Well, Richard Pearl made that. He conceded that the invasion of Iraq had been illegal. Now, so far, as I said, more than 1 million Iraqis are dead. Iraqi birth defects are up 600%, and that the same will apply to U.S. veterans. Statistics and evidence published by the government and mainstream media in no way reflect the extreme gravity of this situation. Those working for the government and media, they've got to wake up and take responsibility for immediately reversing this U.S. Holocaust. Understanding who is manipulating all of us is critical for all of us. Now, for those of you who doubt the veracity of the story, who naively believe it can't be true because if it were true, you would have heard it from the government or from the mainstream media. Well, here is the website. Okay? Here's the website you can go to. And I want you to put this in your little email thing. You want to bookmark this and send it to as many people as humanly possible. And here's the site, www.1. Okay, this is important. www.1.va.gov/RAC-GWVI/docs. doc.gwvis_May2007.pdf. I'm going to give you that one more time. www.1.va.gov/RAC-GWVI/docs/GWVIS_May2007.pdf. Now, the total number of service members ever identified by the Department of Defense with possible low-level chemical warfare agent exposure serving in units in the hazard areas at or near Iraq is 145,000 as of June 30 of 2006. In this report, the compensation and pension statistics on 145,456 service members, VA and DOD have completed their fourth quarter 2006 review of service record numbers. However, there is a possibility of future changes if needed based on further review by DOD. Who's the last caller I have here, Dan? Dan in New Hampshire, is it? Dan, we got about a minute.
Yeah, I got a real simple thing that caused peace to break out all over the place. Just require an environmental evaluation, environmental impact report on before you start a war. You have to do an environmental impact on it.
Uh-huh.
and no way would any environmental-minded person at all start a war when they consider what it does to the land and the air.
It's hard on the people and hard on the furniture, is it not? Hey, Dan, I'm out of time. Thanks for your call, my friend. Folks, be with us tomorrow. Another edition of the National Intel Report. I got a lot of good guests being scheduled out. With